Over the past 3 years, Egypt has turned into an inhospitable place for journalists to work in. In 2013, Egypt was listed as the third most dangerous country for a journalist to work in, falling only after Iraq and Syria. Violations against the press ranged from physical attacks to legal persecution under the pretext of spreading false information. Last year, six journalists were killed while on the job.
I think the situation now for us is getting worse every day, and we can say that we are coming to the Mubarak times, and sometimes we are even worse than in Mubarak times, because this is mainly for two reasons. In one hand, the security apparatus is trying to control all the information and all of the foreign media is saying, and in another hand, the ordinary people is angry with the foreign media role.
Another danger faced by journalists in Egypt is a growing distrust of the public against foreign news organizations. The military-backed interim government has also systematically harassed these organizations once they were seen as unsympathetic to the military regime. 20 journalists, 9 of whom work for Al Jazeera, have been referred to a court to face trial on the 20th of February on charges of terrorism and spreading false news. The circumstances facing the press in Egypt have prompted the UN to call on Egypt to release the journalists immediately and respect the rights and media freedoms. These days, journalists working in Egypt are facing mounting pressures ranging from public mistrust to legal risks for anyone going against the government narrative of events, altogether making circumstances extremely difficult for real journalism to take place in search of the truth. Karim Gamaldin, Press TV, Cairo.